SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At the third GOP debate, candidates tackled a range of domestic and foreign policy issues. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The candidates stood strong with Israel, including Ron DeSantis.
Finish the job once and for all with these butchers, Hamas.
Chris Christie took aim at TikTok, saying it represents a threat from China.
TikTok is not only spyware, it is polluting the minds of American young people.
On abortion, Nikki Haley said it's time to face political reality.
Let's find consensus.
But Tim Scott held firm in his support of a nationwide 15-week abortion ban. Greg Clugston at the GOP debate in Miami.
Former President Trump holding a rally in Florida at the same time as the debate and fired shots at President Biden, saying Democratic leadership has pushed America to the brink of a third world war. The former president said if he was in office again, he would reinstate a strict travel ban and begin the largest domestic deportation in American history. Also at SRNnews.com, an obesity drug is approved by the FDA.
The Food and Drug Administration approved Zepbound from Eli Lilly. Tests show it helps dieters lose as much as 60 pounds. This is for people considered obese, having a body mass index of 30 or higher, or overweight people with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or diabetes. The FDA advises taking Zepbound along with a reduced calorie diet and regular exercise. It's the latest diabetes drug approved for weight management, joining Novo Nordisk's Wegovy, a high-dose version of its diabetes treatment, Ozempic. Both are weekly injections. Zepbound should be available by the end of the year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Eight people died in a South Texas car crash Wednesday. Police chased a driver smuggling illegal immigrants. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the theory of evolution.
A Suffolk University USA Today poll reveals that 37% of adults do not believe that human beings evolved from anything, stating that they were created by God in their present form. 24% think we did evolve from animals, but that God directed the process. And another 29% say, quote, humans evolved into their present form without divine intervention. Most likely to support creationism are Southerners, women, and Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is calling for reform in Sri Lanka. The commission says the government must amend or repeal current discriminatory policies and legislation to allow for greater religious freedom for Christian, Hindu, and Muslim communities. Persecution, especially of Christians, is on the rise in Sri Lanka, and violence is becoming commonplace. This is SRN News. Rushed for time, the Senate is considering passing a major Maximus spending bill to allow passage of nine appropriations bills by the end of the year.
Debating large spending bills can be time-consuming. Last week, the Senate managed to pass an omnibus bill that combined three of the major annual spending bills into one. Although it had passed out of committee with unanimous support, it took senators nearly 7 weeks to pass the bill. Now, with only a few legislative days left before Thanksgiving and about 3 weeks in December, lawmakers hope they'll be able to speed the process by including all nine remaining bills in a first-of-its-kind maxibus to avoid the threat of yet another potential government shutdown. Bob Agner reporting.
Defense officials say the U.S. conducted an airstrike on a weapons storage facility in Syria used by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and affiliated groups. More details at SRNnews.com.